The assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump immediately sent shockwaves across the nation and through an already tense presidential campaign. It also quickly became an event defined by iconic photographs.
We spoke to two of the photojournalists who were covering Mr. Trump's rally in Pennsylvania that day and who are now here in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old.
I had my lens trained on the stage, and over my left shoulder, I heard several pops. And I knew right away it was gunfire. So I ran to the stage, and I pulled my wide-angle lens out, and I started photographing.
I just really tried hard to just keep on taking pictures, in between saying, oh my God, oh my God.
My name is Anna Moneymaker, and I'm a staff photographer for Getty Images in Washington, D.C.
My name is Evan Bucci. I'm the chief photographer for AP in Washington. My thought when the gunfire started is that this is going to be one of the biggest news stories in American history, and I have the responsibility to cover it. The entire time I'm thinking, okay, slow down, think, compose. What are you doing? Where are you going? What's the light? What's your composition? Think.
It was just surreal, confusing, and nothing like I've ever experienced before. You know, it's all these blue suits. You could just see in that little archway of legs, like, his face. He's a distinct president, and I didn't notice blood at first, but I just, like, kept taking pictures.
I'm thinking, okay, where is he going to go next? What's going to happen? How is the Secret Service going to get him out of here? As the former president started to stand up, I ran for the front of the stage, and then he was sort of fighting with the Secret Service a little bit to start pumping his fist to the crowd, and I started making frames there. And then I knew that he was going to go down the steps and into a waiting vehicle. So I ran to the steps as quickly as I could, and I started framing up what I thought was going to work. I always say the curse of the still photographer is that you never have a second chance. So I need to be there immediately. I need to start making photos that are storytelling. And I can't do that from the ground. I can't do that from anywhere else. I've got to be right where it's happening.
I was covering politics during the pandemic. I thought that was the biggest thing I'd ever cover. Then I was at the Capitol when January 6th happened, and I thought that that was, like, the biggest thing I would ever cover. I was not a very, like, I think, seasoned journalist at the time, and I fled during the Capitol, and I hid in an office. And the days and months after that, I had, like, a lot of anxiety and regret for not having made better pictures. I just did not have the training that I think I now do. Instead of freezing up, I think I said, don't freeze up, just go. It's okay, stay down. To stay down and make the pictures as best you can. I think it's kind of made me think, like, if you can go through that, then you can go through anything.
Honestly, I'm just proud that I didn't mess it up. And the other thing is, I work for AP, so we have a pretty distinguished history of photojournalism. And you know, when it was my time, I held the standard, and that's what I'm most proud of. It's not really the single image that I made or anything like that. It's that I was able to do the job and not flinch.
Seeing some of the photographers I was with here, we just kind of look at each other and we're just like, how did this happen? What did we experience?
It's remarkable work by those journalists under
Indeed.
Fire.